Hi, this is Everdus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for You're My Maid Fucktoy by Contract. Specifically for people who might not have the easiest time around topics of non-consent, people who might have just listened because they're curious, people who might have listened because they liked a previous audio, or people who just didn't listen to the audio. You're all welcome here. As such, I will not be using the R word unless I specifically feel the need to for, like, needs of definition. And I am going to warn you, there will be, like, a section in the audio where I will feel... In the aftercare where I feel the need to do that. But I will warn you ahead of time because I don't like using that word without giving people proper warning, because I know that not everybody has the easiest time with it. So, first off, if you struggled to any degree with this audio, even if you didn't listen to it, first off, thanks for swinging by anyways. Do appreciate your presence, and you are welcome and safe here and accepted. And if you didn't have the best time with the audio, that's okay. I usually try not to post this much non-consent all at once. I'm on a bit of a tirade at the moment, where I'm trying to, like, it's not important, but what's important is I will make some consensual content soon, and you, the listener, slash, you know, not listener, maybe, are just as valid for your preferences as anybody else's. You don't have to explain to anybody why you're not into it. And, you know, you're not any less of a person. You're not any less whole. I don't care what the reason is. I don't care if you were like a survivor of something of non-consent, or if, like, you know people, like, it doesn't matter. Like, your reasons are your own, and no matter what they are, they're valid. And so are you. I try to make audios that I would want to listen to. So I guess for what it's worth, like, this is an audio that I would have listened to, or that I would have wanted to listen to. The idea of the things that happen in the audio happening to me in a fantasy, they appeal to me for a lot of reasons, and I've talked about them elsewhere, but, my reasons aren't important, right? Like, what's important is that in this aftercare, we, A, assure you that this is not meant to be a real thing, that this is fake, this is a drama, I guess, for if we're going to be generous. It's pornography, and it's not real, you know. The CEO character in this audio can't hurt you. I do want to talk about, in some of the non-consent audios that I post, I'd like to break down some of the elements that make it non-consent. So if I do use the R word, I will use it in this section. Some of the things that I'm going to use it right now, okay? There are some people out there, I feel, that wouldn't... I don't even know how to say this. Like, I don't even remember how I said it in the other aftercare, but... there are people out there who would split hairs over what constitutes rape and what constitutes consent. And that kind of bothers me. So, for example, there's a part in the audio where the listener character is told by the speaker. He says, basically, like, if you can satisfy me with your mouth, then I will let you go, and I won't do the thing that I'm about to, that I said I was going to do to you. All right, I won't force you. I won't have, like, sex with you, basically. And in the next scene of the audio, there's a blowjob scene where, in an act of desperation, like basically the listener character is putting their mouth on the speaker. And I just want to be clear that this is, I'm going to say the R word again. I'm going to be clear. Like, this is still rape. Like, I don't care if, like, anybody is like, whoa, well, they put the mouth on the guy, like, of their own volition. Like, no, that's not how consent works. Like, the consent, like, that's not enthusiastic consent. That's, like, desperation. Somebody who's been backed into a corner. So I just want it to be, like, clear that we're drawing lines about, like, you know, being coerced into a sexual act still constitutes rape. And I think that's the last time I'm going to feel the need to say that word in this aftercare. So I'm sorry about that, but it's important to me that we define it for what it is, and that it's bad. The character, the speaker character in the audio, is not written. I didn't really write him. He was a thought. He was an improv. He's not a good person. I didn't make him to be a good person. I made him to be an awful person. I made him to be self-important. I performed him. I tried to perform in a way that, like, it was clear that he has his head up his own ass. Like, he thinks the world revolves around him. You know, he's willing to take advantage of others. These are all, like, negative traits. These are all negative character traits. And they should be treated as such. And I think it's fine for people to enjoy the fantasy of being treated that way. But, like, this is not okay. Like, the way that the speaker character treats people is not okay. In my head, like, this has nothing to do with the audio. But in my head, I was like, this guy is... Actually, that's not true. The opening of the audio. I was like, this guy absolutely treats all of his coworkers like trash. He definitely, like, has no patience for anybody. Like, he probably thinks his clients are dumb. Like that they're just, like, objects to be won in deals or whatever, right? He's not a good person. And the things that he does to the listener are not good. And I just wanted to be really clear that, like, even if the listener is of their own quote-unquote volition, like putting their mouth on him, that's not consent. That's still non-consent, okay? Let me say that one more time, because I don't know if I said it clearly. That's not consent. That is non-consent. Maybe I shouldn't have said it like that. I think it's a little confusing. But the other part that I wanted to talk about was the part where he has the listener, the character, locked in a room. This is not an inherently sexual act, but I still think it's... I would still classify this as part of... Sorry, I know I said I was going to say it. That was the last time I'm going to say it again. But I just think it's important for us to define what we're talking about and that it's bad. This is still part of, like, the general act of rape. Like, this is a removal of the listener character's consent. He's removing their ability to leave the situation. And so I would at the very least say that this was, like, a piece of the puzzle here. And the reason I think this is important to discuss, the reason I bring this up, hang on, sorry, my headphones are tangled in my chair. The reason I bring this up is, like, this is a thing that I hear about people doing, and it's sick. It's not a good thing. It's not the way that people should be treated. I don't care if it's, like, locked in a room. I don't care if somebody's, like, physically just blocking off somebody's, like, path of exit, or if there's, like, you know, like I'm not giving you a ride home, or, like, something like that. Like, those are all, like, manipulative acts in some way to corner somebody into a situation that they don't want to be in, and that's not okay. And I think sometimes people rationalize those things in their heads, and they're like, well, like, I'm not actually, like, forcing somebody, I'm just, like, I'm just in their way, and they can't leave, or, like, whatever, right? It's not something I have... I can't really empathize with it, so I don't really know what goes through their heads. I just know that it can be a thing, and that's something that really bothers me. So I think it's great if people want to enjoy this with proper consent and communication and respective boundaries. But outside of that, this is not how you or anybody else should be treated. Hopefully hearing that is helpful. I know my out of character aftercares don't tend to be like very cuddly. They tend to be very like, I'm a little distant in them. Ha, puns. I'm ever distant aftercare. Jesus. But I that's kind of for a reason. Like, I don't want to comfort you as the CEO character. Even though I think that might be helpful for some people, I guess maybe the better word would be, I don't doubt that it would be helpful for some people, but like, I'd rather offer you that comfort as myself. And I don't think that comes in the form of me like pretending to hold you and like pet you and like cuddle you or whatever, right? Like, and there are audios where I do that, and there are going to be a lot of audios where I will, but I think it's just important to hear from the person who makes the fictional scenario that this is not okay. He's an asshole. I wouldn't want to work for or with or around him. And I wouldn't presume anybody else would ever. So I think it's just important to hear that as the person who made this, I think that the thing that he did is wrong, but that it's just a fantasy meant for people who are into it to enjoy it. And that I would count myself among those people because for a plethora of reasons. So yeah, hopefully this was helpful. I never really fully know if the way that I'm doing this is right. Some part of me wants to say, I hope the intent is enough, but I don't know if I believe that. I don't want this to turn into a self-doubt thing. Thanks for listening. I hope you're okay. I hope you're feeling safe. I hope you feel like this place is a safe one for you. That your interests are accepted and validated, and that you are able to enjoy content here. And I don't know if I would say I'm sorry that I haven't, that I've posted quite a bit of non-consent. I think 3 out of the past 4 audios, I think, have been listener giving the speaker, sorry, speaker giving the listener the non-consent. That's a little unusual for me. And I am not going to make direct promises, but my intent as I'm recording this is to try to make something nice and consensual and sweet for you guys, because I don't like the idea of excluding people for long. So just want you guys to know that specifically you, listener who does not have the easiest time with non-con, that I am thinking of you, and that I am you're in my considerations. So hopefully that's worth something. And yeah, thanks for swinging by, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.